Do you think you could break out of prison?
All those movies are so fake. I mean,
people do it in real life.
Yeah, there are stories. Break out of prison. That's crazy.
There's been people that have broken out like 3 times.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think
you could bribe the.
Yeah, I think there's cops inside that help you get out. There's no way you can escape a prison and nobody's fucking.
Or like you don't think they're like in there busting off the toilet, undoing a couple screws with something they made out of the kitchen,
going on the floor,
shimmying into it
in the cell.
But if you get like your hands on a uniform. I think you're in the clear.
Yeah.
And if it's that big of a prison, or somebody that's one of your friends outside is like, I'm going to become a correctional officer and come work at the prison and help get you
out. But that's like years of, you know.
Shorter than a life sentence, though.
That's true.
Would you do that for me? Would you work as a correctional officer if I got taken
in? Oh, absolutely. But like.
People are like, hold on.
But I'm pretty much, when you're free, then I'm like, fuck, because they have, like, they know. Well, that, I guess we're both fucked. We'd both be running away.
I would do it for you. That's good. But
there's a way that I can run away with you, right? Like, what?
Yeah. It's not like a
suicide mission. No. Like, I get fucked. Okay, good.
It's like a Shawshank Redemption kind of thing.
I've never seen that movie.
That's a classic.
I know. Everybody talked about it. I've never seen it.
Did you ever see the guy who escaped from jail and then, like, a cop pulled him over and he pretended like he was a runner?
Yes.
He's like a jogger.
Oh, my God. And he's literally,
he was wearing a.
No, he just took it off and was just, like, running around in his shorts.
Yeah.
And he gets pulled over by a cop. He goes, sorry, we just got to call someone escaped from jail. He goes, oh, you thought that was me?
And he's like, oh, no, I'm just off for a run. And then they're like, well, where do you live? And he's making up these lies. And it's just like.
But it's perfect.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, he's like, I'm a contractor. I think I'm out here on business. So over near like the Starbucks, like everywhere has a.
This really happened.
Yes. Wow. And then it was like probably like what? 5-10 minutes of him going back and forth with this cop. And the cop's finally just like, all right, well.
Let's him go. Let's the guy go.
Imagine being that cop. I'd just be like, shit.
And you know, if you're going to be sweaty if you're running away from prison.
Why are you holding a shoe?
Oh, sorry. I was taking it off. here's the thing. And like, I wear rainbow Crocs. So sorry.
With fur inside. They're actually really comfortable.
Yeah, you know how many people make fun of me for this?
You wore that fur to the
people
core.
Make fun of you for that?
Yeah,
no
they,
way.
Dude, they say how every time I walk in, the chiropractor, anywhere, they're like, those are the ugliest shoes I've ever seen.
They don't say that.
I swear on my life. Okay, and I'm just like, yo.
They're definitely ugly, but they got to be the most comfortable thing you can wear on your feet.
So you think it's ugly too?
Yeah, of course.
You see? Do you believe me now?
What's really funny you're saying that, because I remember the first day you got them and we were at David's and David was like, oh, let's go out to this club. And you're like, I can't, I'm literally in rainbow Crocs. And we're like, fuck it. And you were like, okay, whatever, I'll just go. And you're like, I'm just like really embarrassed. Like, this looks terrible. We get there and there was like some girl that you thought was pretty. You're like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. And she was like, I like your shoes. And I was like,
hey!
And it worked.
You know what? I took it off and went like this.
you're raving with them.
I just don't like that the inside has like felt in it.
You gotta wear socks.
You have to wear socks because if you wear just your bare feet, it's gonna get like all nasty.
Oh.
Like it still smells great because I wear socks.
Can we do a sniff check on that?
Absolutely not.
It smells like nothing.
But
you expect me to break you out of prison by being a cop for fucking 5 years, but you won't sell my shoe.
Wow, it's actually not bad.
Wow.
Zane doesn't have stinky feet.
I know who does.
You're not that guy.
Not me.
Matt, you got stinky feet.
It depends on the day and the occasion, but not like all the time.
But when your feet stink, they stink bad. But that's a lot of people.
Yeah. I heard like 1 in 5 people have stinky feet.
Yeah.
But like I never.
I made that up.
You know how
you
would be like an occasion
room.
If we were like.
Zane told you it.
Partying. Yeah. And we were like partying all weekend. And like also like I stayed at Patricia's and I got to put the socks I had back on. And I come home and you're like, let's watch a movie. And I'm like, oh fuck. All right, here we go.
There's just some feet smell. You know, some feet smell that just piss you off. That's so. I remember there's a few days Matt would be on the couch and we're all the three of us, me, Todd, and Matt, are all watching a movie. And me and Todd just look at each other and we're like,
oh my God.
Matt,
Todd just stinks sometimes. Okay. Do I ever like stinks?
Todd is working out super hard, doing.
He's always getting shit done. He's okay to smell like that because he's working from fucking 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Todd is the hardest working motherfucker.
You know what I always
group.
Said? I said this the other day. I said, if somebody asked us, who do you think is the hardest working friend in the group? I would say Todd.
Hands down.
And people might be like, hold on. If you think about it, every single day, like, He works and has so many projects. He's doing music, movies, short films.
Lessons.
Lessons.
People, piano lessons. People don't really, singing lessons.
Because everything that he does is all off camera. Like,
yeah.
People are, yeah. Like, whenever I see a comment or anywhere that's like, what does Todd even do? I'm literally sitting there, I'm like, he does 100 things more than all
Zane's
of us.
His house is always packed with a film crew just for Todd. It's insane. He's always, his brain doesn't shut off. Plus, he works out at freaking 5 a.m.
Exactly.
Doing hikes.
And then works out at night if he has time.
And then he'll get fucked up and go to the club.
Right.
And then like.
And he'll still go to dinner with everybody.
And
like,
then wake up hungover, but still will get all his shit done.
His days are like 50 hours long. I wish I ran like him.
I say it all the time. Insane. I think I even tell my doctors. I'm like, look, I have this friend.
There's this guy named Todd.
Just please, if there's any way I could put whatever in my body to make me feel like he does every single
his
morning.
His energy is insane. And he's very passionate about every single thing that he does.
Yeah.
He gets very excited. Like that's rare. Like you can't teach that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just in him.
It's called drive, baby.
Yeah, it is.
It's about drive. It's about power. It's we about say hungry, we devour.
We do the intro.
All right, let's do this, baby.
Let's do the intro. We have a lot to talk about, y'all.
It's Coffee Talk, baby. Woo! Mm-mm-mm.
Todd owes us for that one.
Bow, 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 bow. Unfiltered, ba da ba ba da ba ba ba. Ow!
Unfiltered.
I usually can hear it, but not this time. Well, not usually.
Ow!
Welcome back to Unfiltered.
Yeah.
Ooh, Zane's feeling good today. I like this.
No, I was.
That's tense.
I was. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Heath.
I'm Zane.
I am Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're
Mariah.
Nice.
Mariah.
You took the wheel this time.
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to give you a break.
I've been going through some.
You work hard. You're
gonna be a corrections officer for me. I might as well just say the intro.
Exactly.
I got you.
Speaking of wheels, though, did you guys see how they're there's wheels. A whole debate on more what's there more of, wheels or doors?
In the world.
Wheels. Why? Wheels. Why do they take those two things?
It's just so, I don't know.
I feel like because you can't quantify it.
I think there's no meaning. I think it's just interesting. It's really funny. You can say that about anything.
What do you think there's more of?
Wheels, 100%.
I said doors at first, and then I was wheels really thinking sense. About it.
Right. Hank Green like had a really good TikTok where he like broke it down. Like he was like.
What'd he say?
Basically, he goes, you know what? I got to thinking originally that it was going to be more doors over wheels. But then he started thinking about like looking at everything in his house and also his like son's drawers. Hot Wheels too. Like dad Legos and stuff. All of those tiny wheels. And he's like, behind every door, like wheels on chairs. Like behind every door, there's more wheels in it. You know what I mean?
And there's so many types of wheels. There's only so many types of doors because a door has to be a functioning in the hinges.
Do you open, count cabinets? Close.
No. I think you have to walk. You have to be able to walk through.
But then are those considered?
There's a refrigerator door.
Right.
There's four wheels on a car, but there's four doors on a car.
Yeah,
Mariah's
right. So like, are those considered wheels under your chair? Yes.
Yeah.
But then I feel like cabinet door. They're called cabinet doors.
Some people say a door is something you can walk through.
But I also saw somebody else define it as something that can open and close and let something pass through.
Love that.
Which would be like
Google.
Switches. Like people were saying like a light switch is technically a door.
Huh?
Because love that.
You open it and close it to allow electricity to pass through.
I got it.
Devin,
so
can you look
circuits
up doors?
And all sort like there's
no,
so many.
Oh, okay.
What's the definition of a door?
The definition of door is a hinge, sliding, or revolving barrier at the entrance to a building, room, or vehicle, or in the framework of a cupboard.
Oh,
cabinet.
So cabinets.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
IKEA. Oh no.
So does that change anybody's?
I don't know.
It's still wheels because there's four.
Do you count people doing cartwheels? Like in the moment when it's like, who has more?
Mariah's got a bunch of wheels.
Is a car wheel a wheel?
Is a revolving door a wheel or a door?
See?
There's no hinges on
Well, it's a type of door. It's not a wheel. You're not moving. You're just getting through it, you know?
Wait, are saloon doors?
Because they're on
hinges,
yeah.
Then I changed my mind. There's more doors.
If you're in
Think of all the country.
I don't think
bars.
You're thinking about
think
it enough.
All the factories in the world, all those conveyor belts.
Wheels.
Also, there's wheels on the
bus.
The drawers in the cupboard.
Yes. Whoa.
Or if you have a pocket door, wheels.
Right.
Any sliding.
All right. It's wheels.
It's wheels. Debate wheels. Is done. All right. Well, that was all
case
I
closed.
That's all I had.
And that's another one for the prosecutor.
Do you think there's more blades of grass or more strands of hair in the entire world?
Nowadays, hair.
Ah, damn.
Grass.
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 There's so much credit. Like, just,
I mean, if you're counting off my head, you're not gonna get that.
We can do this forever.
You're right, you're right. Speaking of grass, did you see the new neighborhoods they're building? Agrihoods?
Huh?
They're housing communities, right?
Yeah.
But it has its own self-sustained like garden where you can eat and get your vegetables.
I like
that. So it's like a high-end, like nice little like community, and there's just a garden where you can just go pick your vegetables.
For the community only in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Every neighborhood should be like free. That.
Where are they building these neighborhoods? Like in like new developments?
I think there's 90 Agrihoods as of 2020. Can you look that up?
What's the closest one?
That makes
one?
Good, but you think there's like feuds? Like we're like, oh, well, let's go get the carrots. I'll like fucking
yeah, Bethany, and then how do you,
four doors down.
There's like a family of 10.
Spare some carrots, huh? What are you brewing up in there? Just stew?
Sorry, making carrot soup for the family. It's like you needed all the carrots.
I think there's a pretty hefty supply, though.
Is it responsibilities? Like, is there one guy who's volunteering there all the freaking time?
And
there are people that do volunteer, but then also I think there's kind of like a landscaping service or something
like
that would
Amish
come.
Amish town.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it convenient for all parties?
Yeah, everybody, you just walk and go get your, like...
Sounds like socialism to me. I'm kidding.
Sounds like...
You probably have to pay extra, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm sure there's
like
a nice HOA you gotta pay for.
You're probably paying more than what it would cost for you to go to the grocery store and get your own groceries.
I want
to
go.
Because that's how it
works. I was looking at one.
There's one in Florida. I think the houses were starting at like $500,000 to $700,000 to be in the community. But
and you get fed?
Santa Clara has one.
We should go.
We're moving.
Santa Clara?
Mm-hmm.
Clarita?
No, Clara.
There's Santa Clara?
Uh-huh. Tallahassee, Florida.
I need to learn.
This is like those neighborhoods that always have like that like free library where you like take a book, leave a book.
Yeah.
It's but exactly it's always it's like Windows 98 for dummies and those things. Yeah. Like all those books are terrible.
Wow. I would love that because we have gorgeous, our neighbors have like lemon trees, orange trees, and unfortunately it's frowned upon, right? To take them.
Yeah. Oh, what can you... Can you like walk by somebody's and just...
No, it's on their property.
No, but if it's like hanging over the sidewalk.
Yeah, sometimes it's in the sidewalk, like on that medium.
I feel like half the people won't care if they see someone plucking it because it's not happening all the time.
I think you got to see how many are on it. If there's only like a couple left.
Yeah, don't do
especially,
it.
Especially like if it's an avocado, don't fucking touch
like
it.
Danielle, like
I'd be pissed if you were taking my avocado.
Todd's assistant, Danielle, will hop on the fence, right? By the way, it's not our house. It's a rental. So that makes it even less our house. She'll fucking hop on the fence and reach over to the
over
other and grab the lemon. I'm like, Danielle, you can't do that. She's like, what? It's fresh lemon. They're not going to use it. I was like, it doesn't matter.
In a way, she has a point. And
she does have a point. But like, it's like someone.
I will take one if it's on the ground.
Is it stealing?
I've taken a lemon and an orange.
It's definitely. Like someone using your pool on a cold day. Someone, well, you're not going to use it.
If someone gets
it's cold.
That, that's a bad example.
That's going into somebody's backyard.
But if someone gets that pissed, then they're like a crazy person or they really do care about their lemons and they need those lemons for a reason.
They were about to make a meringue. You don't know.
I wouldn't care. If someone was grabbing a lemon from me, I could give a shit.
We got to think about the, like, none of us would care.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care. Was that a puff in your
What was in your hand?
She's smoking. Don't call her
she
out.
Had a fucking puff.
Lip gloss.
Did you see that whole TikTok about taking fruit that isn't yours that turned into like fights
like
with boyfriend
Adam and Eve?
No. It's girls were asking their boyfriend like if you were outside and you were starving, you didn't have any food, and you're walking by and there's an apple tree, would you like grab an apple? And then they'd be like, yeah, I guess if I was hungry. How many would you take? And the question just kept going on. Basically, it just led to, oh, so you're cheating on me. It was just like, it was like this whole like opportunist thing where if you saw the opportunity, you would do it. Even if the farmer didn't see you take it. Oh. And it was just like causing these fights. And they were like, it's a fruit.
Don't
like,
they feel silly?
But yeah, it was just really funny. I saw that going around and I was like, comparing apples to oranges.
Literally.
So it would like lead down to that.
Yeah, just like how many would you take? Stupid. How many times would you do it?
Good to know. Thank you for telling me. Because like now that I know that's like a trend, I know what the answer is. Because like Tristan and Patricia like set me up for like that shit all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is some TikTok sound that they're just trying to get a response from me.
Every time I see something funny like that, I save it on my phone. And I'm like, I'm going to do this to Heath tomorrow, and I never fucking do it. I have 100 things on my favorites.
Have you heard this one where it's like Heath, for or like, would you rather kiss the most beautiful girl in the world for $700 or kiss Mariah for $10.
And then you're supposed to be like, Mariah is the most beautiful girl in the world.
So yeah,
you basically you go, well, I would, or you should, the good answer is like, well, sounds like I'm going to make $710 or something like that.
Well, you would say, well, I would take the $700 kiss because
that's
you're the be most
that's what I said. But yeah. Apparently like, the smart response is like, well, looks like I'm going to be $710 richer, meaning like it's both of it. I didn't think about the $10.
Oh, God. So you just
but I was it. Like, obviously, Patricia is
and the so fastest answer is, that, is like this, to make it
to
sense.
Add it. So if it got happens. It.
So everybody's freaking out about Harry posted a picture that was like
Harry's
home, May 20th.
Wait, who?
Who's Harry?
Harry Styles.
Oh.
And everybody's freaking out. I don't know what it is, though, but oh my God, I don't know if this is a stupid question or not because I didn't look into it at all because I just, are they like doing a tour of Harry's home on May 20th? Like, is it going to be posted?
I think he's probably soft launching an album.
Oh, it's a music album.
Probably.
Oh my God.
Is the name of it called Harry's Home?
Is that stupid? I thought it was like he was going to post a tour of his home, which is crazy. Like, I thought it was crazy that, oh my God, there's going to be a video of Harry's where Harry lives every day.
It's called Harry's House, May 20th.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, I bet that's the name of a single.
It didn't look like an album cover to me. It just looked like a promo for like a video he's going to post. Did you guys understand what I was saying though?
You thought he was going to be letting people come into his house?
No, I thought, you know, Architectural Digest, how they'll like, you know, they'll tour different celebrities' homes. They'll tour Ashton Kutcher, Miley, Mila Kunis's fucking
right.
Home. Yeah, but he wouldn't have like a countdown.
He
for
ain't
that.
Even got to post that on his Instagram.
I just thought it was like such a big deal because for Harry Styles fans, I'm not like a crazy. I wouldn't know Harry Styles' life. I didn't know if that was like a thing that people were prepared for to see what house
you
what,
to
what
see
his,
what
house,
his,
looked
his
like.
House looked like.
I don't like just that cover with Harry's home on it. I was like, oh. He's showing off his home.
It's a new HGTV show.
I bet he has so like multiple houses. I bet they're not even like.
I can't even imagine where he lives here. Yeah. Can't guess.
That's why I thought it was so cool that he was.
Nothing sounds like it works. Like I can't see him Beverly Hills here.
Yeah.
When was the last time he posted an album?
Hills, nowhere.
Watermelon Sugar, like not that long ago.
Yeah, I feel like that was pretty long ago.
The one where he's like in front of a fine line, right?
Yeah, but I feel like that was 3 years ago.
2019.
It makes sense. Every 2 years, it's time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it does take long. For Harry, it's long.
Do you guys think Harry's the cutest?
Out of 1D?
Yeah, 1D.
I would say Zayn.
I would say Zayn too.
Oh, I always forget about Zayn.
I used to say Zayn, but I think he became more attractive.
He's quite
hairy now.
He's quite the creature.
Well, it's because I feel like he's
approachable too.
And nicer than the rest.
I think it's definitely.
I have seen videos of him, and he seems really like humble and genuine.
Yeah,
and
I think that's what it is.
He's such. I mean, come on, sign of the times.
Sign.
Don't stop your crying. It's a sign of the times. That song is unbelievable.
He was sitting next to me one night at a club.
Who?
Which one?
The one on the left?
No, Niall. Yeah. Niall. Yeah, we were with Niall. I was with you.
Oh, you were with me.
Yeah. I remember we got at that club at like 2 a.m. and I was pissed because I'm like, we're not going to be able to get any drinks. But we got served.
We got Niall. One. We got
served. It was some smoky tequila. And I was just like, fuck it. I just want to drink with a member of One Direction.
He's a golfer.
Oh, is he? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Toluca Lake.
Well, we should set you guys up now that we know him.
Isn't he friends with Andrew Santino?
They probably do golf together.
I've heard him talk about it.
It's a tight-knit community. We kind of just have like a brotherhood and, you know, just get out there with the boys.
I'm surprised there hasn't been like a celebrity golf match yet.
There always are celebrity golf
matches. Oh, really? I haven't
seen
one.
They match up with like a pro. They've done like
no,
athletes.
Like a big fucking event, like the celebrity basketball tournaments.
What's it? Fucking George... Who George
W. Bush?
No.
George Clooney?
Dun, 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 the TV show Late Night Nick.
Oh, George Lopez.
George Lopez. God, why couldn't I remember that? I remember the theme song.
Not even close.
He just did a celebrity event at Toluca.
Oh.
George Lopez?
George Lopez.
Were you there?
Yeah, he hosts those things over there, yeah.
No, I didn't go to it, but I don't know. That'd be fun.
Was Carmen there? Was the whole family there?
You really watched... The George Lopez show?
I watched
show?
It every night as
was
a
that
kid.
What it was called? The
George Lopez show. I watched
Look
it
at that.
Every
celebrity
night
golf tournament. Exactly what you asked
you
for.
You guys want to go to the next one?
Do people like him still?
Yeah.
He's not Carlos Mencia. Do you remember that guy?
No.
Oh, I thought that's who you were thinking of.
Well, yeah. He was a comedian.
He was really funny when we were all like younger. But he stole jokes.
Was he the one that would do the talking about like, I took two hits of Mitsubishi Ecstasy?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't even look familiar to me.
Carlos Mencia. And Joe Rogan was the guy who always called him out and basically got him canceled.
Oh, no,
like,
that was
Joe
that was,
Rogan
oh,
went that was up Pablo. To him while he was doing a bit and was like, you stole this joke. This is not your joke. This is someone
Wait,
else's.
During what? Like when?
Him doing a set. Like there's like a video of him like Joe Rogan
no
confronting
way.
Him. Yeah.
That's fucking
That's why
crazy.
You never see Carlos Mencia, but there was the Carlos Mencia show on
That's funny.
On Comedy Central all the time.
And he stole that shit from George Lopez. He just
Yep.
I was thinking of his name is like Pablo Francisco. Pablo Francisco.
Oh, Pablo the Tortilla.
Yeah. He was so funny.
Yeah.
I loved him.
Who was the one that was like, they call him Fluffy?
Gabriel Iglesias.
Gabriel Iglesias. Yes. Remember we were at a Vegan Lotus restaurant?
Uh-huh.
Was it you or you?
I was with you and he was right across the street.
He was right there at the Ha Ha Club. We're just eating them. We're like, oh my God, that's Fluffy.
That's so funny.
And he was just right outside.
He seems like a sweet guy.
Yeah, he definitely feels like it.
Say, what does that even mean?
I meant to say seems like it, but I just feel came out of my mouth.
We got to talk about the 50 Cent Hoobie David party.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely insane. So our buddy Jordan owns a company called Hoobie, which we'll tell you about real quick. So you've probably heard us talk about Hoobie on our show and in a bunch of your favorite creators' social media bios.
And they got huge names on there. They got The Rock, they got Jeffrey Bezos, they got Tom Brady, and so much more.
And if you're still not sure what Hoobie is, it is a new link in bio platform. It's kind of like Linktree, but it offers a whole lot more and it's invite only for celebrities and creators.
And Hoobie makes it easier for audiences to watch and stream new releases, subscribe to newsletters and text updates, purchase products, and engage with their favorite creators all in one place.
And honestly, it just looks so much better. It's cleaner. It's a lot nicer. It's got everything in one specific location and it's better than any other platform out there that tries to do it.
Yeah. And it's like, it's honestly like a quick like mobile site, like your personal page, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
It's like a resume. It's basically everything that you've been doing or you want people to know that you're up to.
We know a lot of you who watch and listen are creators yourself. So our friends there gave us our own custom application link that you guys can go and pretty much like apply at. It's hoo.be/apply/Zane and Heath.
They're going to be checking and giving priority review to anyone who applies with our link in the next 24 hours. So don't miss your shot and apply now for a chance to get your own page. And they threw this party at David's house. And, you know, it's a nice thing. They got a happy hour set up. Everybody's having a good time. And they kept saying, like, oh, there's going to be a live performance. A special guest is going to come. And we're like, what the fuck? Like, there was, like, this stage built out in the backyard. And
over here, we're thinking it's, like, a TikToker. Like, it can't be anybody that big.
I thought it was Scott because Scott kept going over. He kept going over to the set and like, looking at it.
And we thought that was cool. I was like, oh, Scott's going to perform right now.
Special performance by Scotty.
I was like, okay, he's about to do his new album. Let's go. And I was like, are you performing? He's like, what are you talking about? No. I was like, oh, shit, okay. So we're waiting. They're like, in 20 minutes, we have a live performer. Everybody come to the stage. And then it was like 30 minutes later. All right, guys, 20 more minutes.
Then that's what made me like think and go, oh, this must be somebody pretty big.
If they're running late.
If they keep running late, you know? Yeah.
But then it could have also been Tana too, you know? Tana could have been performing. She'd have been fucking 4 hours late. She so it really could have been anybody.
So then all of a sudden we're like hanging out by the stage, getting ready for the performance. And we turned around and I looked up at David's balcony and I saw 50 Cent standing there looking down and I'm like, what the fuck? Like this is like seeing him first of all in person was crazy, but then also in David's balcony, just like looking down at, like it wasn't even like a big crowd.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to know what he was thinking.
And in that moment,
about this.
Instantly, you were like, he's the guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. So then finally, like he comes down, he's walking through, and I'm this far. Like Zane and I are in the front row.
We went in the front row. We didn't know who to expect, but we're like, just in case it's someone cool, we're going to be right up front. We're not moving.
And absolutely the sweetest guy. Like he was so nice and he started performing and apparently he was only supposed to do 3 songs, but since he was late, he felt bad. And he ended up doing like an entire album. He played like 10 songs.
Yeah, he was up there for probably like 45 minutes.
Yeah. It was crazy.
It was a full performance and he was very personable.
Like a lot of crowd work.
Yeah, a lot of crowd work. There was a dog. He was like, whose dog is this?
Susie kept booty dancing in front of him.
She looked like it was in a posse. Like she was a groupie.
Yeah. He was letting anybody jump on stage and he was like, all right. He looked genuinely like he was having fun. He probably has never done a performance like that in somebody's backyard, intimate, small. Yeah. He probably hasn't done that before.
Honestly,
but he loved it.
I feel like he's lucky that it was like the group of us that was there, because I feel like at any other influencer party, they would have all been on the stage just completely
all about that,
thinking right. It was okay to do it because right. He seemed like he was having a good time. But everybody kept their distance, so
yeah,
he respected that
boundary.
Yeah, and so while he's performing, it was like in between sets. Charlie, my friend Charlie's behind me. She works at Happy Hour. She goes,
Happy Hour is a tequila seltzer, yeah, by the way.
Everybody knows what Happy Hour is.
Oh, it's delicious.
Right, well, if you don't know, it is the best tequila seltzer on the market. It's literally delicious.
I drink it, and that's
it's completely right. Replaced White Claw. For the past, like, well, I would say 2 years now. How long has this
for
been
us,
out?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, I don't even drink White Claw anymore. This is all I drink.
And be careful when you buy them, because when you bring them to a party, they're going to be gone in a second. Yeah.
And they actually have, like, a lot of flavor for being a seltzer.
Yeah, and what's great about this is that it's not made out of malt, like White Claw. This is made with real tequila, so it's not like fake shit that you're drinking.
Genuine.
Yeah.
Agave plant.
So Charlie, my friend who works with Happy Hour, she goes, Zane, let's make a deal. If you are able to grab this Happy Hour and get it into his hand for a picture.
It's brilliant.
At any moment during a set, already I'm like, I'm not doing that. That is so fucking weird. But she goes, we'll give you the biggest house at Coachella.
Told you that?
Or we'll give you the funny. Biggest room, the biggest room in the Coachella house when we get there. And I'm like,
done deal.
All right, it's worth it.
Challenge
I get
accepted.
A big bed, nice, because I'd probably most likely sleep on the fucking couch or the floor because
right.
All the couples are getting the rooms. And
you're
so,
still gonna sleep on.
And so I'm like Charlie, I'm gonna fucking do it. So he's performing. It was after one. It was like after maybe two songs.
Two songs. I think.
And I'm sitting there. I'm just like, oh God, this is a bad time. And he turns around and I put my hand out. I'm like, hey baby, take a drink. And he grabs it and he's like, what is a happy hour? And I was like, I don't even know what I said. I blacked out. But I just remember turning around and every phone was out. And I'm just like,
bingo.
You got it. You got it.
No matter what he says, put music over it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Even if you don't see the happy hour, I still got it in his hand, and he was smiling.
And then he went to pass it back to Zane, and it almost looked like he was cheersing Zane, and he was like,
Zane, you should have grabbed another one. And
he
like,
did. He had one in his hand, too, so it looked
funny. Oh, yeah, I needed one in my hand so to let him know it's safe. There's no, like, booby trap on it or whatever.
Right, right.
No games. I thought that was really cool, so I could tell people that I've had a drink with 50 Cent before.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
It was really fun. Really sick. It was a very wholesome moment.
You know what's more sick? I get a bed at Coachella. Yeah. All weekend, baby.
You better scoot over, bitch, because I'm going to.
Come on. I filmed it.
But yeah, that was really cool. And
really cool party.
What happened after? He bounced out after that. He posted a story literally like 30 minutes later of him getting back on his jet to go back home.
That's insane. How did he get there so fast?
I thought he lived here. I didn't know he flew in on a fucking jet just for this.
Wow. Does he live in New York?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. You know what I thought was absolutely insane too? And we were talking about this and thinking about it after he got done performing. But we were literally in that backyard watching the Super Bowl, the halftime performance. Watching him perform in that same exact location.
Oh, I forgot that he was part of the fucking halftime show.
Where the stage was a TV of him performing. And then cut to a couple weeks later, he's actually standing there in the same spot.
So
it was just like a really cool like moment, just being like, damn.
Wait, he performed at the Super Bowl?
Remember he came out upside down. Bat?
Oh. I was about to question it too. I was like, there's no fucking way he was.
Yeah, pull up 50 Cent halftime. Yeah,
he definitely was.
I thought it was all West Coast rappers.
Well, they had four different rappers.
He went viral for being upside down, and everybody's like, what the hell was that?
You're right.
Oh, yeah, look, he's fucking hanging upside down.
Everybody kept saying he was like chubby during the halftime. I didn't think he looked that bad, but in person.
Well, he's chubby because he's hanging upside down. All your weight is going up. And
But he looked great. It looked like he had been working out. Like, I don't know if he felt insecure or something, but.
Yeah, he looked great.
He looked great when he was at the house.
I was like trying so hard for him to make eye contact with me during In the Club. Cause like, I know like a lot of the words of that. And he did look at me and he just like kind of chuckled to himself. Like, this fucking guy. Like, he didn't want to look at me, but I was like, you're gonna look at me. Just deliver these lines straight to
you. I thought it got to the part where he didn't know the part of the song and he looked at you.
He's such a cool dude.
Where does his name originate from? How do you come up with his name?
I don't know.
That's how much money he had when he moved to LA.
Cent gets the name.
No, that was
mine
you.
My name would be -200.
-22.
When 50 Cent was born, Curtis Jackson decided to put his days of drug dealing behind him and pursue rap. He adopted a rap name from someone who he felt he had much in common with. Brooklyn stick-up kid Clevin 50 Cent Darnell Martin.
He's not the original 50 Cent?
Damn.
Same with Rick Ross. You know Rick Ross got in trouble for it?
He took somebody else's name?
Yeah.
Who's?
Rick Ross was like this actual like crazy badass dude.
Drug dealer.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Wait, was it the drug dealer's actual name?
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess you can't get in trouble for taking someone else's name. I feel like if somebody came up with a rap name and you stole that, I feel like that's...
But everybody thought Rick Ross was Rick Ross.
That's not... The artist Rick Ross is not really named Rick Ross.
It would be like if someone was like, my name's Pablo Escobar. Though it's a whole different level of drug dealing. But like... just going around. And so we create all this street kid where it's like, oh, that's that Rick Ross I've
read
about.
So people mistakenly were calling him.
No, that would be like you starting rap and being like, I'm Pablo Escobar. And like, that's rap name. But people are like, it's just like weird. You don't.
Yeah.
Like, Rick Ross was kind of like a name of legend. Like not, right. Everyone like knew him like on the streets and stuff, but like no one like knew what he looked like.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
And then Rick Ross came on the scene and everyone in the brain's like, oh, that must be the same
guy.
I've heard of this guy.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Joe Rogan had on the real Rick Ross on his podcast a long time ago.
Damn.
And he had just been out of jail. I think the real Rick Ross now is like a certified lawyer now. Like he got his law degree in jail. I'm pretty sure. I may be making all of that up.
I feel like a lot of people
do
that.
What a complete flip, huh?
Do you think Kim K went to law school because of the Kanye stuff right now?
In a way, I've heard people like...
Is she in law school right now?
She did go a couple years ago.
Oh. People think she was prepping for her divorce.
Oh, interesting.
Is that right? Rick Ross, having learned to read at the age of 28 during his first stint in prison, Ross spent much of his time behind bars. Studying the law, he eventually discovered a legal loophole that would lead to his release.
What?
I don't think he is.
Someone should make a movie. That sounds like that's a fucking movie.
So yeah, he didn't get his law degree, but he basically studied it so well and knew how to get himself out of prison.
Huh.
Cool.
That's some like Shawshank shit.
That's so sick.
I need to watch that.
Did you see, it just got released a couple days ago, but I guess it happened like a year ago. There was a guy in the gym. There was two guys at the gym at 4 a.m. One guy's doing like a dumbbell press laying down.
Yeah.
And there's another guy that has like a 40-pound weight in his hand.
I just saw this.
Ooh, and he's walking.
Is this someone about to get hurt?
Yeah.
He's walking and he acts like he trips and takes the weight and smashes and throws it as hard as he can at the dude lifting and hits him in the face.
Did the guy die?
No, thank God he didn't die. But I guess it like fractured his skull. And there was like,
oh my God.
And then he gets up and he fakes like he just got injured. And then he like would walk around and like start limping.
You can look.
How are you not reacting to this?
I mean, I'm good with this stuff.
Wait, why was he pretending? Why was he pretending to do that?
He was claiming that he tripped and like fell and dropped the weight. But he like clearly walks up and acts like it and then slams it on his face. And then he like denied that it was on purpose, and then it went to court or whatever. And in the trial, he admitted to doing it on purpose.
So what was the motive?
No motive. It was 4 a.m. in the gym.
Just well, if you're impulsive. Probably a nuts if you're working out at 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
You know what I mean? You're tweaking. I don't know. Trying to chase some demons off.
Trying to get that free shower.
Hey, I guess. 4 in the morning?
I'm still thinking about why the fuck he would...
I literally do not understand.
Was there... Maybe somebody else was there. They're like, oh, you should pretend you're tripping and...
It said they had an interaction before, the two of them, and it was like a pleasant interaction. Like, it's not like they had beef or it was like
sounds like someone's on drugs or like that guy's an insomniac or something. And like, if you're an insomniac, you get delusions, you know?
But yeah, insane. Now I'm done with the gym. I'm not going anymore because.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think that's a great excuse why not to go.
You never know. And this happened in Australia.
Hold on, 24. Oh, there is a 24-hour gym. Just kidding.
Mm-hmm. 24-hour fitness. Be careful out there, guys, when you're getting your pump on.
Can we take a bathroom break?
You got to puke?
When do I ever need a puke drink?
I mean, you looked queasy.
Yeah, you were going like this.
I took my panic attack medicine because I feel like I'm about to have one.
An anxiety attack, not a panic
attack. Or whatever, same thing.
One time I did Molly and I went and saw Fast and Furious.
Why would you do that?
The movie theater. It's one of the worst ideas I've ever had in my life.
Did it make the movie good?
No, it made it unbearable. The movie went by like that, but you felt like you were in it. But all I wanted to do was chat with everybody. I'm like,
So how have you been? Like,
seats are really comfortable.
I know. I was just like, are you good? Is everyone good? Y'all loving this? Like, I just was checking in.
You have your hand in the popcorn bag, but you're not eating it. You're just like touching it.
Never, ever go see a movie on Molly. I was stupid.
Hey, you want me to get you water? I'm going to go get water. You guys need water? Any water? Anyone water?
Show okay, hands. Cool.
It was Fast and Furious. It was Fast 5. What happened? What was after Tokyo Drift? Fast and Furious.
That was 3. I think that was just Fast and Furious 3.
Doesn't matter.
No.
It does matter. It does matter.
Nobody.
Devin, it's okay.
I think it was Fast and Furious. It was Fast and Furious.
Because what was after Fast and Furious 2?
It was like 2009, whichever one was in 2009. I think it was Fast and Furious.
Are you on Molly right now?
Again, Fast and Furious 4 was Fast and Furious. That was it. God, that was right, stupid.
Which Fast and Furious movie is your favorite?
The first one.
First one. Now,
I've
shut
actually
up.
Seen them all, asshole.
Have you really?
I can't tell them apart, but I love them.
It does feel like one giant like movie.
There's always like 4 eye rolls in every movie. Just a big eye roll where
they
you're
just
looking
at like, get worse and worse.
Come
like
on.
Like they need to stop.
They're gonna keep going. They're not gonna stop.
Yeah, no,
unless the
will.
9th one was the last one.
No, I think it will always keep going. I think the cast will change. Like it won't be the same people. Or like they'll come back.
Oh no,
like,
that's when they'll start bringing TikTokers into
it. Yeah, it could be like a change up, like a 007.
Go on.
No, I'm just saying it could be like the same thing. You know, 007 just gets revamped with a new person. Cool. But they continue to do.
I want a more stripped down version like the first one. You know, more just straight street, keeping it real.
Yeah.
All about the damn race.
Not dragging a big ass metal box safe.
Not saving the damn world, you know? Just straight street.
The thing is that when they make all this money, they got to spend it, you know? You can't just spend
like,
it on
they're
the
like
streets.
YouTubers. But you can't keep vlogging in your backyard. You got to keep buying crazier and crazier.
Have they had kids yet in the movies?
Yes.
Yeah, they have kids.
I want Paul Walker's kid to get back in it. And they're like, want him to join the forces. Like, your dad was really good.
Well, that's probably what they'll do.
That's what I want. Yeah. Do you think Paul Walker's daughter will like join it? I bet she
is
will.
Is she an actress?
I don't know, but like,
yeah, do something.
Either
Meadow. I don't think. I don't.
Or
think
do you
she's
think Cars probably? She's like, I don't want to.
I would rather see a new Cars movie, the Pixar one, than a new Fast and the Furious.
Yeah,
that's true. They only made 2, right? Where's the fucking third one?
I think come they on. Did do 3.
Did 3?
Just wasn't a hit.
Oh fuck! 69%. Yeah. Oh. Actually, I feel like anything above 60 for a cartoon is pretty good.
It's a Disney Pixar. Like, when has a Disney Pixar film ever been below, like, even 60? Cars 2? 39%? Shit, man. They messed up.
It's a bad rating. It's not accurate.
Did you guys know that the cast of The Office, the producers made them come in 30 minutes to an hour earlier than shooting, and they would have the cameramen filming before the actual scene started, and they would have to method act and sit in the office and pretend like they were working like 30 minutes before filming because he wanted it to feel like they have been working in this office for 30 years and that he wanted it to seem so realistic. He made them method act before they started.
So pretty much made them come
work.
Yeah. And they would have to like walk around and like just go print shit, scan shit.
Yeah, print stuff out. But like
take calls.
A lot of the clips you see in the intro where they're like using the calculator and like shredding things and stuff, that was from like them.
So it's a bunch of B-roll shots. They'll just do a bunch of B-roll for the first like 30, 45 minutes.
To get them in that mindset though.
That's so interesting.
That's really impressive. Like it's a smart way of like thinking about, because The Office is supposed to be like this mundane environment where people like are just like so sick of like working there.
Exactly.
To make it more believable, because if you start a pilot, everyone would be too fresh and like too into it, you know?
Like they wouldn't be comfortable with each other yet.
Got it.
What like small talk around the office, you know?
Imagine they made them just come in every morning for like 30 days, every morning just to sit in that office. And then they're like, all right, we're shooting in 30 days. Get used to this.
That's pretty much what they did though.
But did for the first hour for every day, but they had to be there that early
they
in the morning.
They did it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh no, I was just saying they like, did it, like just.
They said they did it the whole first season.
That's crazy.
Every day they came in early.
That's
to
why it feels so
act.
Real.
It does, it really does feel
that's
like.
That's why I like it. Like they thought of that. They wanted it to be that authentic and feel real. And it did.
And that was the first show that came up with that style, right? They introduced that style.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Well, yeah.
There's other shows that have done that, but I feel like that's the first one that's been able to really.
No, looking at the camera.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Or breaking the fourth wall, yeah.
Like having the confessionals and stuff. It's a mockumentary.
No. Where they would look directly into the camera, like while filming and like speak to it.
Like the camera crew is part of the.
I'm pretty sure that's the first. That's the first.
Do they ever though? Like
they
ever,
do.
There is an episode where they talk. Does they ever see the documentary?
The camera guy goes and talks to Pam because Pam is going like
she's
is having
a
rough day.
Breakdown.
Yeah.
So he puts the boom down and puts the camera down and just their feet.
Yeah.
And then Jim every episode looks at the camera. Like that.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty sure that was because
there was
first.
A whole thing where the cameraman had a crush on Pam and he got fired for punching.
Oh, what?
He got fired for punching her ex.
I forgot about that.
Roy?
Didn't he fight
him and he got fired? Yeah.
That's crazy.
There's so many episodes.
I love it. Yeah. I'm bummed I didn't watch it earlier.
Like as it came out.
Do you think having that episode kind of like made it, or you think that ruined like that whole mystery behind like the breaking the fourth wall?
I think it made it even more
powerful.
Yeah, it made
it better.
It made it like again feel even more real. Like it doesn't feel like you're watching a scripted television show.
Because then at the end, when they're watching themselves in this documentary, it feels so real.
Oh yeah, I
when
forgot they
the,
showed it the to
press.
Everybody.
Yeah, it's a whole. It feels too real.
I gotta rewatch it. I gotta rewatch.
I keep saying
thing.
The same thing. It's so real.
This one just—it's a good little background show, just to like pop on and like keep going. Like you don't have to like sit down and actively watch every moment.
Did you notice one of the guys in that show is on that show with the White Lotus? I just noticed that the other day. I was watching an episode in Vegas.
Oh, like
the
boyfriend?
It was the two kids, the two like youngest boys in the office. One of them is in that White Lotus.
Plop,
show.
Plop from season 8 and 9.
Yeah, that was just something random. I was just watching a random episode and I saw it. I was like, oh, that's
Plop
really
and
funny.
Dwight Jr.
Dwight Jr. Oh, was that his nickname?
Yeah, I think so. Right? That's
funny. And then isn't like Moe's like Dwight's cousin?
Yeah.
That's the guy who's the creator of Parks and Rec and also one of the kid creators of the show.
Oh, that makes
sense. He's like one of the big writers of The Office.
Oh, I love how a lot of the writers are in it.
Yeah.
And they would show, and every episode, the credits would be a different writer. It'd be Pam. It'd be Angela. It'd be like...
That's
DJ
so
Novak,
fun.
Yeah.
It just does such a good job because everybody was so involved.
Yeah. Everyone was on the same page. Everybody still hangs out, gets along. It was perfect.
Perfectly casted. Flawless. Everybody.
Because the cast is watching all the shows and they're like, ooh, this idea would be really funny. They just go to the producer and be like, hey, I have this idea. All right. Next episode is going to be,
it feels like a vlog almost.
Yeah.
Like just everybody, like us coming up with different ideas, going to David and be like, oh my God, this is like a really funny thing we should do.
Yeah.
You know
Did
what
you
I mean?
Ever see the original? The people who audition to be different parts.
Yeah.
It's
it's
crazy.
So
oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I wasn't one of them like Seth Rogen and it just did not work. It's crazy how like the best actors still, it never worked.
And that's why it's okay if you don't get the part because all of those people still went off and did like great things.
There's the cameraman.
Don't you have a piece of mail?
Oh, BJ Novak's mail. Yeah, I do.
what do you mean you have his mail?
So my cousin was here.
You went to his house.
She wanted close. She wanted to see the office because it's like a few minutes away from here. So I took her to what's it called now? Obviously not Dunder
Mifflin. It's not Scranton.
Anyway, I took her to Dunder Mifflin.
It's not filmed in Scranton.
And it's actually a filming studio and office and stuff like that. So I took her there and I was taking her picture in front of it and some guy working there just came out and be like, hey, I think you guys are a fan of the show. And we're like, oh yeah. And he handed us a magazine and he was like, he never came to pick up his mail. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I looked at it and it has like BJ Novak's like.
Whoa, that's pretty
How
cool.
How crazy is that?
It was sent to him like at this, it's stupid. It's like a random magazine, but it's like.
You know, I don't think I've ever been there the entire time.
I think it's in Sherman Oaks.
It's not far.
It's cool. The whole, and when you're driving down the block, you can, they filmed on the whole block. All the marathon running is the whole block.
And
them pulling in the parking lot, him parallel parking to Britney Spears. It's all that same block.
Didn't you guys recreate the Britney Spears pull in?
With my mom, yeah. It's
Tina Britney, bitch.
I honestly thought they filmed all the outside part over there at the location, the actual location.
The whole thing is filmed here, inside and outside.
Everything is there.
Wait, I thought this was like they made a lookalike for the show.
No, this is it.
No, they filmed inside that?
inside and outside.
I didn't know they filmed inside of that. I thought it was a studio too.
It is a studio, but they...
No, I thought it was like separately. Like it was a separate building that they were filming the inside scenes and then the outside.
It is like, there's offices in there. So I'm wondering if they didn't even have to set it up.
Yeah.
There was already an office there. And they just...
I mean, it's also not that hard to build that type of set. It's like you just put those fucking cubicles in.
We did it.
Yeah, look at this.
This is saying that they filmed it inside of that building.
It makes sense because the windows face down to the parking lot. Yeah. And so like they would like look over.
I thought they just had really good CGI or some shit.
Hardcore Office fans these idiots right
that's
now
That's what also makes it so authentic. It really is just an office building.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have to do much.
I remember I got a Dunder Mifflin shirt and I thought it was the coolest shirt. Like, I still have Dunder Mifflin stuff.
It is. Yeah. We got the Dunder Mifflin cups.
Yeah, I love it.
I thought it was CGI.
We got to get at least one of them in that chair.
Yeah. We got a couple in the neighborhood. I can't freaking believe it.
I saw Oscar at the Lost City premiere.
Didn't you see him at... Who did you see at the coffee shop?
I've seen all of them.
You saw Daryl. You saw Angela.
No, I didn't see... Which coffee shop?
Steve Carell, the coffee bean
right there.
Oh yeah, the coffee. But he was outside. He was getting outside of his getting out of his Tesla and paying a parking meter or something. And it was just him.
I thought you said Dwight has a Tesla too.
He does.
I've seen him. Yeah,
Dwight has Tesla. Steve Carell had a Tesla.
He's got a nice ass Aventurin green.
Daryl is 911 fucking massive in person. He's like.
What's his name? Robinson? Yeah. Craig Robinson?
Yeah.
I knew a girl one time who like, he was like hitting her up, like texting her. Like, she was like, Craig Robinson keeps hitting me up. And I'm like, go on a date with him. It's Craig Robinson. She's like, no, I'm not feeling it.
Wait, but like, Craig Robinson height.
Oh, fuck. Well, that's embarrassing. He seemed a lot taller when I saw him. It's only 3 inches taller than me.
3 inches is a lot, Dane.
Yay big. Which is a whole foot.
So this was actually kind of crazy. So I was at the Lost City premiere and I run into Jason on the red carpet and Carter's there and Victoria.
Yeah.
How do you say your last name? Is it Villa?
I don't know. It's Villarreal.
I would say like Voreal, but it's not.
Villarreal.
I thought it was like Villa was Via because it's like a Via.
Villa Borel. Victoria Villa Borel. Hopefully I'm saying that name right. And so we're there. We see each other. And Jason's like, let's get a picture as a group. And I'm like, awesome. Now, backstory on Victoria. She's from Texas. She's from like Frisco, Texas.
Yeah.
And we always like had that in common. But like times where we like mention people, like it's always like, oh, yeah. She's like, I went to high school with those people you knew. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Whatever. But small world.
Yeah.
So my buddy from high school, Justin, he like responds to my story and he goes, hey, that's the girl we used to party with all the time from Frisco. And I go, she's from Frisco, but we never partied with her. He goes, yeah, we did like a few times. And I go, huh? So I go, I'm going to go
this,
back
this
on my.
Always works for Matt. It makes no sense.
I'm
going to
go back on my camera roll. Because Victoria and I, we never remembered hanging out with each other. I go back on my camera roll from like back in those days where we hung out with these girls from Frisco. And sure enough.
Unbelievable.
And this is cool. Victoria, we've known each other now for probably like 5 years. We see each other like twice a month.
Yeah.
You know, we're just good social friends. Y'all, I could not believe this. Hold on 1 second.
That's crazy. You still have all these pictures just saved in a...
So I then look. This photo, a mirror pic of all of us at a party, Victoria right there.
And what? Me taking the pic. Oh, wow.
This is 11 years ago. We hung out and like had partied all together.
That is so weird.
And we both like never knew.
Matt, I'm surprised that not at one any point you're just like, you look really familiar. Are you sure we've never met? Because we're pretty good at that.
You know what, though? I think it was like very rarely I saw her and partied with, but one of the girls like I had like kind of a big crush on and I was just only focused on her and like the other people, I just wasn't.
Yeah.
So I just at That's that time. So cool. But 2011, us hanging out.
That's crazy.
At my friend's house. That's just... It's just bananas. We were there.
How did she even make it to like LA? Like, I just wonder how she got from Fresco.
I don't know, but I know Victoria's been like, we have to talk on figuring out how this happened because she doesn't remember us hanging out at all.
That's funny.
So we just have this picture of us together partying. Crazy.
That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty wild.
Matt, this always happens to you. There's always this situation you're able to bring it
together.
You're like
Kevin Bacon.
With one fucking picture.
There's just some weird 7 degrees away I have with that, but it was spooky. Like there's a picture of us together. And obviously we had talked, we partied, probably played beer pong together. No memory of that.
That's just so fucking funny.
Because it was 11 years ago. You can't remember really specifically at a party you were with and who was there 11 years ago.
Well, I would. I didn't have much friends. So I could
cherish every moment with anybody that talked
did,
to me.
I did cherish every moment. I knew every face. I even know everyone's first and last names. I was pretty good with that because there wasn't much.
Gang's all here.
Gang's all here. And our parties would be like 7 to 8 people max. That would be our house parties.
That's all you need.
Yeah. It is. You really, that's all you
need. You got really a good crew. That's all you really need.
Yeah. But we went to Vegas for after party. Heath was supposed to go, but he didn't go.
So I had to
go by myself.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I'm sorry.
But you know, I only went because I thought we were both going. So I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, okay, Heath's going.
Oh, we thought that neither of you were going.
Oh, well, here's the thing. I didn't really want to go because I was like, okay, I want to get my life back together. I shouldn't go to this thing this weekend. I'm just going to drink the whole weekend. I want to stay here. But Heath was like, we should probably go to this like after party because, you know, it would just be like good for whatever. I was like, oh, okay. If he wants to go, I'm definitely going to go with him.
I thought it would be, we got the NFT. I was like, let's go show support. Like, it'll be a fun time. And,
yeah.
And then when, like, a couple days before, I was like, I can't do this. And I got cold feet.
Because of, like, partying, temptation of it Vegas.
I knew if I was there for, like, 2-3 days, whatever it was, that I wasn't going to be working out. I wasn't going to have my meals that I knew was going to be.
It's a commitment if you're going out to Vegas.
I was just like, I can't do it. It's going to mess everything up that I've been working for with Ilya. Like, I can't do that.
You think it really would have set you back that much?
Yes.
Yeah. Matt,
yes.
Shit.
Yes.
Yes, okay. It would have, and it did.
I respect the discipline to you, Heath.
I just got
to
grind it out.
Because you can't bring those fucking meals with you. You can't, like, time your shit out because you're going to be walking around the whole time.
You don't eat that much.
Especially when your body's been doing this shit every day for like a month and a half. You take a weekend to go to Vegas. It'll completely set you off course, and you're backed up now like 2-3 weeks just by having a bad fucking weekend.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Which way? Sorry, maybe. I didn't join you. But was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun. I just like really let myself go, you know, because I wasn't gonna just be there eating my meals and not drinking, you know what I mean? And
sorry,
that would have been a funny shot if you did bring a meal and you're like in the club.
But like, I honestly would have been miserable. Like, I would have wanted to just stay here if I wasn't gonna partake in the activities and the fun that everybody was experiencing. So yeah, I ended up going, and I did not want to go. I wanted to stay here.
It was like a 2018 Vegas trip,
and y'all took a PJ.
Yeah, yeah. They had us fly out on this jet. I didn't know what this was in my head. I thought it was kind of like the one that we had with David. So I was like, okay, it's smooth, it's comfortable. A little bit more sturdier.
Yeah.
And we got to the airport. I'm already anxious as fuck because, like, just being on small planes, I already just gets me.
That one looked like it was like out of Spy Kids. It was just like,
we got there. We got,
was it a,
when you can
a twin
see,
prop?
When you can see propellers on the wings, yeah. You're so already
we,
like,
we got to the airport. We had to drive like an hour 15 out to go to this airport. I'm just like, we could have just went to, well, anyways, we got to the airport and we get there and I'm sitting there. I'm looking at all the planes. I'm like, oh God. I was like, I really hope it's not that one.
And it was
really hope it's not that one. It was this like silver. It looked like a missile. Like it looked like a kind of like a fighter jet from like the 80s. It was all silver. It was shaped like a nuke and just these propellers on the, like on the side. I'm like, there's no way that's our plane. And then the guy comes out. He's like, all right, guys, we're flying that one right there. Blah, blah, blah. And I look at everybody. Everybody knows exactly. They look straight at
everybody's thinking the same thing.
They knew that I was about to either back out or freak out. It was one of those. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, fuck. I wanted to go home right now. I didn't want to be on this plane. And the guy is talking. He's like, don't worry, sir. I used to fly fighter jets. So, you know, I'm going to get us there safely. And I'm just like, fuck.
That's assuring.
I just want to leave. And we
don't worry. I've written notes in the sky with my airplane before. Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
And so we get on this jet, and this jet does not have enough seats for everybody, right? So it was I think it was like 8 of us.
Is that allowed?
It was 8 of us, but there were 7 seats. So we all get in. There's 7 seats, And then there's one more seat in the very back of the plane, and that seat was a toilet.
Oh, so, no.
That's what the situation was?
So Jason was sitting on the toilet for in the
weight,
back seat.
For weight distribution.
For weight distribution.
Oh, my God.
Also, so he had to sit there, and nobody wanted to get up. David was like, does anybody want to get up? So Jason, you know, the one probably has a bad back. He's over 50 years old.
Yeah, can have a regular hello. Seat.
He looked at me. I went, nope, because I don't even want to be on this plane. So if I'm not in this plane, I'm sitting in
Why
a good
Why didn't anybody
fucking...
else get up? I don't want to bash anybody, but what?
I would have gotten up.
I don't know. I think
for the elderly? Come on.
I think Davis should have got up if he was the one that offered. You know what I mean? If you're going to say it first, maybe you should get up and give your seat up. But
that's right.
Nobody did. Natalie did it. Natalie was sitting there pretty on her phone. Nobody.
At least you're flying, though, to Vegas. It's a short flight.
Yeah, it's a short flight.
Up and down.
And even if it was a longer flight, I'm sure we would have rotated on the seats. You know what I mean? I'd been like, hey, Jason, why don't you sit here for an hour? I'll sit there.
Drinks on the plane?
Absolutely. I took that drink and I fucking shoveled it down. I was like, there's no way I'm not dying on this plane sober. And it was bumpy. It really was.
It always is.
It was fast too. Heath, it was
really
fast. And it was fast and it was going up hot.
He was flying it like a fighter.
When it's that relative of motion because it's smaller, you're seeing it.
He was flying it like a fighter jet. I was... You know, pretty much everyone on the plane was like, whoa. And when everybody that's like likes flying goes, whoa, you can tell how intense it was for me.
Your pilot was the ghost of Kiev. Yeah. What is it?
So yeah, we land, we get there. After party, it was okay. They had this like section outside of Area 15?
Yeah.
That place that we
so
went to.
Fun.
They set it up really nicely. Like the inside, it looked like fucking alien
Old
world.
Vegas, New Vegas, where is it?
It's like off the old strip. Vegas, New Vegas. I don't know.
The new strip.
I don't know.
Life is Beautiful is down in old downtown Vegas. Was it?
It's not, what do they call it? Something Street. I don't remember. It's not where the zip line.
Yeah,
and like
okay.
The,
okay.
I thought the festival was going to be inside Area 15, but it's actually right outside of it. So this part was all like where people can just walk in and just like, you know, hang out, eat whatever. And then you went outside to the actual festival. So it was set up pretty nicely.
See anybody good? Who gave the best performance?
Who gave the best?
Kid Laroi?
You know what? I didn't see any of the good ones. We got there early and then we left before the really good ones performed. We saw Lainey. We saw Paul.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, he was really good.
Did they play a lot of new stuff or old stuff?
Well, each set wasn't that.
I'm like, sorry. Do people find this interesting? Can I ask that question?
What question do you?
I just know if it was boring.
What song?
My bad. I was just having anxiety. Did they play any new stuff or old stuff?
To tell.
I think they were just playing their biggest hits. I mean, it was, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was that type of festival. Because there's not a bunch of fans there. It's people that own the NFTs.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it wasn't open to like the mass public?
You know,
you can buy tickets in.
Well, you can buy tickets, but it didn't seem like I felt like most of them were like NFT holders or people in the NFT space. And it didn't feel like a public event.
Right.
It felt like a very successful private event. Jeez. Like it was like popping, but private. I don't know.
That's what it seemed like. Lainey up, man.
But it was good though. It was good. Like they set it up really nicely. I think everybody had a good time.
Did you show off your NFTs there? Like, what do you got?
Everybody put them up.
At the festival, I saw my ex, right? And I have to bring her up now because of this situation that happened after, which is so funny.
That's a long time since.
Yeah. It's been 5 years since I dated my ex. And I think it was like after maybe 3 or 4 years before like we ended everything that I saw her at this festival. If you guys don't know who I'm talking about, I've been avoiding her for the past 5 years, avoiding her name, but I dated Andrea Russett. If you guys know who she is. I dated her for like maybe like 7 to 8 months. It was like 5 years ago. You know, it ended. It didn't work out. We weren't, you know, obviously we weren't meant for each other. But I'm not going to get into details on that because it's nobody's business. But I do want to talk about this moment because I saw her there. Both looked like we just saw a ghost. You know, we said hi. It was great. Whatever. And then I came home and then I was like, you know what? I wonder what she's up to. I literally haven't typed her name in my phone in fucking years.
You wanted to do a little.
Exactly. So I looked her up on TikTok and then I saw, it was like her second video. I saw this TikTok she posted where, okay, before I pull up this TikTok, do you guys remember like 3-4 years ago when I kept on telling you, guys, I don't know why she keeps popping up in my feed.
Yes.
Yeah. It was.
I brought it up maybe like 6 times to you guys. Like, guys,
TikTok
I
TikTok feed?
No, my Instagram
okay.
feed. Yeah. She kept popping on my feed. I kept seeing her selfies. I was like, why the fuck? I don't follow her. Why?
Do you remember that?
I'm not typing
it was
her,
always.
And I'm not typing her name in my phone. Like, this is just popping up. Yeah. It's almost like it was weird. And I wasn't even like,
I know where this is going.
And I wasn't even,
well,
I wasn't even talking about her. Usually, like, your phone will pick up what you're saying, but I wasn't even mentioning her in these months. And I'm like, guys, I don't know why this keeps popping up. And then she posted a TikTok. Look, and I'm not shitting on her. I mean, I don't care. But it is
funny.
It's funny. And you know the trend, like the TikTok audio that's like crazy. It was a little crazy what she did. But she posted a TikTok like 6 days ago. And the caption was, the time I paid $1,000 to have a selfie of myself promoted on Instagram directly to my ex's demographics, so he had to constantly see my face.
That is so funny.
And I saw her post that TikTok.
Yes, me too.
But I go, that wouldn't have been Zane.
That's what I said. I was like, she's not talking about Zane. There's
no, it was, she said exes, and I'm sure she has like a few, so she probably just did it to all her exes.
That is so funny. I can't believe it worked that well. No, it worked really well
because I kept bringing it up. I was like, guys, why the fuck does she keep popping
did
up?
Did it say promoted?
No, I think you can do, there has to be a way you can do it because
honestly, dude, that is a gift to be able to come up with these ideas. Like, she's like notorious for things like that, right?
I don't know. I've never.
Did you ask?
Saw this after
and
I saw
her.
And
then he went and looked at her TikTok.
I went to look her up after because I was like, I wonder what she's up to. I was just lurking.
So she doesn't, now she knows. I don't
have her number. We don't talk, but I just,
that is
I had
so
to bring
funny.
This up. And I would have just kept it like a secret. Like some of you know, but I would have never brought her up, but I had to bring her up. I had to bring up
funny.
The situation. Because I saw that TikTok and I thought it was fucking hilarious. Because
there's no beef. It's just like, it's just
yeah,
funny.
We're fine. We're cool.
This clip is going to spiral her feed.
It starts this all-out war.
It's something that happened like a long time ago. Yeah. She's just being quirky. She
and I think, and I, you know what? And I think it was a long time ago because she wouldn't post that if she was still doing that shit now. So that was really funny. But yeah, wow. You guys know who my ex was.
Thank
I've been
you
keeping
for
that shit a secret. Yeah.
Well, didn't the public kind of know?
A little
there
bit,
were,
but
there were rumors.
But a lot of people also didn't know. None of us have ever publicly posted, I feel like, us when we were dating. Text me.
That was really brave.
Call me back.
Is she dating anyone right now?
I have no idea. I only went to her TikTok page.
She was, I feel like, a few months
let's
ago.
Let's not dive into anything.
Who cares? Wait, I think Andrea, like, I'm the hype with Andrea.
That was the perfect amount.
Let's dive into your exes, though. Can we go to you now?
Absolutely not.
Come on, are we fun?
I blocked the floodgates on that. No.
Maybe one day.
I don't know.
I would like to hear it.
It's just, and she's already making jokes about it. You figured
it
out.
Yeah, it's lighthearted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this. Yeah,
That's a really funny thing.
It's really good.
I gotta give it to her.
I like
her.
It. Yeah, I'm.
If she
smart.
Only knew what was happening behind the scenes, but now you know it was happening behind the scenes. If you're watching this,
do you remember how Big Red got stolen from me? Right, apartment complex. They somehow got in.
Big Red is his truck. If you're new,
yeah,
it got stolen years ago out of his parking garage.
Good old vlogs on it
because of yours truly.
Zane. Spare key in the car. You just go back.
So. The same thing just happened to one of our friends, you know, Indiana.
Yes.
So she had her car stolen from her apartment. And
no way.
Yeah.
Similar style of situation. Like,
out
you
of
son
her.
Of a bitch. Sorry,
he told us this on our Patreon live show.
But we didn't get into it. I said we'll save it.
I was letting you have that moment. I was like, okay. We're adding the theatrics to this.
It got stolen a couple days ago out of her parking garage.
Yeah.
In her apartment.
And they literally jumped right on the case like you guys did. They're like, we need to figure this shit out immediately. So Zach calls me and he's like, what do I do? Her car just got stolen. I know you've been through this. I need help. And I was just like, I got you, call the cops and just basically like file the report. And then like, we'll figure out how to, you know, solve some clues here. And then he fills me in like 20 minutes later. They were quick. He goes, so Indiana's credit card was left in the car when it got stolen. So they're like, let's check that out. They checked it and they were following the charges that were made. One of them was at a
U-Haul.
Yeah. So one of them was at a U-Haul and they had rented a truck with the credit card. So they
so
went.
So they're going to move. All right.
Are they going to a type of
which
truck
is,
to
which
move
which is a weird thing to do to steal a car to then drive somewhere to rent a car.
Well, like then you could put the car in
drive
the truck.
Drive it in the.
And then
it was just a van. It was just like a
it
van.
Was, yeah, it was like a
okay,
van.
Okay, all right.
But they go there. show up at the U-Haul and they're like, my car got stolen. The credit card was used to do this. And the guy ended up being like super helpful, was like, oh yeah, this is the person that did it. Here's the name of the person. Here's the address that they.
Wow.
And they were able to pull up a picture of her because did the worker yeah. have to take a picture of her there before was, she rented the van? And there's the picture.
And she's holding the credit card.
Indiana's debit card in her hand.
Oh my God.
Look at this. I'm going to show you the
picture. That can't work. That can't fucking.
She's like this in the picture. Indiana.
A dumb dumb.
I wish it was that fucking easy. Oh my.
That's the credit card right there.
Oh my God. No fucking way.
Okay, wait, I need to see it. I need to look into the eyes of this demon.
Oh, she kind of looks like Anna Delvey all the way. Holy shit, that's great.
How crazy is that?
Oh, wow. My gosh. She's wearing like a headband or like a earmuffs. So who knows in that moment.
Yeah.
Wait, sorry. I kind of forgot. How was her car stolen again? They left it unlocked and the key.
So toss it.
Or you didn't say that part yet.
Sorry.
Overhand? Overhand?
More time to catch. What do you think? Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So apparently she thinks her roommate had left her spare key inside the car.
Got it. Okay.
You know, spare keys.
Yeah. I got it. Thank you. Never let me know.
So the guy working there is super cooperative. Is like, no, let's solve this shit. So basically they get all the information and then they drive to the address that this lady had put when she rented the U-Haul.
Damn, that's fun.
Like 5 minutes away. Yeah.
Oh, so you should have hit us all. Dude, I just want to be there to
I wasn't, I was like an hour away, so I couldn't make it, but I wanted to be there. So he's FaceTiming me back and forth, like about this whole situation, keeping me in the loop. They show up and the U-Haul is sitting outside of the apartment on the address. So they're sitting there
waiting outside the apartment.
No, the car isn't anywhere around. So they're like, what's going on? All of a sudden,
I would have called the news station, everybody.
Helicopters. Yeah.
They call the cops to like come meet them there, but they're sitting there for like 30 minutes outside and they're like looking in the U-Haul trying to like get some clues. And all of a sudden they catch a glimpse of the lady inside of the apartment. She like comes out for a second and then goes back and they see her like peeking through the curtains and like looking out. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is crazy.
She's standing up against the door. Like, you know, just like, oh, you're an idiot.
So finally the cops show up. They're knocking on the door. The lady won't open up.
I'm surprised she didn't just run. Just run.
What's her bucket. Name?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I was like, say her name.
So basically they keep waiting and waiting. She won't come out. And then all of a sudden, some guy gets out of the U-Haul van. I guess there was somebody in the back of the U-Haul the entire time. They were sitting outside, gets out, and then the cops grab him, arrest him, put him in handcuffs, and then like they're talking to him, trying to get information. And then I guess it goes on and on and on, and they never end up getting the lady. But it gets really weird because that lady had stolen somebody's identity and ID because she looked like
the ID,
and it wasn't that lady or the guy. And I'm like, then how does she have the credit card? It's really fucking weird. And I'm still confused by the whole situation. But the next day they find out the lady is living out of some like tent, and they show up and the cops find the lady that did it, and she was living with like her boyfriend in this tent. I don't know, but they found the person and they found the car and they got it back.
Wow.
All in the span of one day.
Like two days. Like
they showed up the apartment within an hour. You got a call.
Yeah, I don't know how they ended up finding like the real lady. Quick.
They had a huge breadcrumb trail that led it right to the gingerbread house.
But they found the car. The car was completely fine. The person that ended up stealing it stole the identity, did that, and was living in a tent. And I guess it was somewhere by the car. But everything was taken out of the car.
Are they a couple, the guy and the girl?
Sure.
I think so.
It's kind of romantic.
I might be missing some details. I'm sure there's like more to it if you want to hear the story from their end. It's on the Dropouts podcast. Make sure to check it out. It's their most recent episode.
So good.
But yeah, wild.
Oh yeah, totally. This is not our story. This is theirs.
This is like from like what I'm remembering of everything they told me. But absolutely insane.
I cannot believe that. That's crazy.
Just the fact that they were able to like hunt it down to the
And that's so fun too. They got to experience such a fun day with each other.
He said the cop showed up and looked at them and was like, "Nice detective work."
That's yeah. funny.
Bro, better than the voice.
They give him like a little badge for like yeah, right. volunteering. Like, you've been a good little deputy, haven't you?
But yeah, make sure to check it out because it is wild.
Whoa, that's bananas.
Yeah, that was not anything like our story at all. Ours was not that exciting.
Ours was a joyride.
I know, but it was just, it was not like they got shit immediately.
Got shit done quick.
Did they have security camera footage of the car getting stolen?
Yeah, there's a lot. They have everything.
The girl is the one stealing the car?
I don't know.
Okay.
I could have been the dude.
I feel like it's the dude who shows up with the car and he goes, "Babe, got a credit card. How about you go get a U-Haul?" Or like, I don't
know. Get a chance to watch their podcast yet, explaining it in like full detail.
The lady and the guy has a podcast?
Yeah. We stole a car.
It's called Intense.
Very good. How'd
you? But yeah, so they have like footage of everything and like BTS of like camping out. Pretty crazy.
Wow.
I bet they're in your tent that they stole from your garage.
Probably.
Imagine full circle.
They just grew up. It's been what, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Zane thinks everything's 5 years ago.
How long ago was that?
The car was... That is my... I want 3 years ago? I want that kid on the podcast. So
they stole your tent. They stole... I thought they stole like everything in your garage.
The one-up guy.
They stole all my camping gear.
They did, actually. They stole all his...
Pretty good find for all them if they're living... They're living on the street.
Less to move.
That's true.
Right.
But they needed it more than you did. Just think about that.
It allowed me to go get new camping gear because I love shopping.
Exactly.
Shopping for camping. Because
treat yourself. That's why you had a good year that year.
Got a bigger, better tent.
They always got good stories, huh?
Yeah. That was our best story. And it's not even ours. Unbelievable.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
I'm still confused by the whole Grand Theft Auto thing.
I just want to call them. I really want to talk to them about this.
What do you mean?
Stealing a car doesn't even sound possible to me.
How do you go up to a car?
I hold that in the same regard as robbing a bank.
Yeah.
Especially in LA.
How do you do it? Broad daylight.
There's like, yeah, I feel like there's cameras everywhere.
And what, like what, I guess I just, maybe I don't have balls to do that, but I literally can't put myself in somebody's shoes being like, get in the car. We're hot wiring it. We're stealing this.
Right. How,
and what do you do? Like,
how bad is the punishment? Is it a fine if you steal a car, or do you have to?
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that's Grand Theft Auto.
That's a felony.
Jail.
I guess I would think Grand Theft Auto is like a video game hijacking a car.
And it's always hot like wiring.
Right? I always think it's carjacking a car is like Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is
Grand Theft is what? Look up
what is Grand.
Grand Theft is something over like $10,000. I think is what I'm what is idiot. Considered Grand Theft.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the price.
Grand Theft Auto meaning when an individual steals. Okay, yeah, that's yeah. When an individual steals a car, motorcycle, or any type of motor vehicle, that's Grand Theft Auto.
Look up Grand Theft.
What
meaning.
Is the sentence for Grand Theft Auto? Or grand theft, meaning over $950.
Oh, $950. Okay.
Can you go back, just go back and click what is the sentence for?
I've already said this before. I just think it's crazy that most of our friend group has had their car stolen.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Oh, that's...
Corinna, Aaron, Heath, who else?
Indiana now.
Todd one time had his car stolen, but brought it back. But still to this day, we don't know who that was.
So crazy. Max penalty is 3 years.
Max. But it will be filed as a felony. I wonder if that woman's already a felon. Then if you're a felon.
Do you think you could do it?
Steal a car?
No.
Because I wouldn't know. You're going to get caught. That's it.
Wait, like, okay. Fresh stealing a car from a residence I have no connections with.
Yeah.
Do you have to think like a thief? Like, do you think if we decided tomorrow, guys, let's be fucking robbers. We're going to steal a car and let's really think this out so we don't get caught. Do you think we'll be able to get away with it?
No.
Unless you take it to a chop shop, cut it up that same day, and then just part it out for cash.
Well, I know. Well, if we did that, then we would get away with it. Like, think about your truck.
You can get away with it that way.
I don't know. I guess sometimes I couldn't
driving that down to a shop.
No.
You know what I mean?
I would drive it
down. Because then the questions, I wouldn't have answers. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd drive it out to Barstow real fast, take the license plate off, and sell it to a real sketchy kind of guy for $1,000.
I mean, you're probably judging the car to see, like, because like newer cars now have like chips in it, or they have like a tracking device in it, right? That's linked to that person's phone.
Some new ones definitely.
But you're going to steal like a fucking 2001 Camry where it has like no tracking on it or whatever.
You definitely
like,
have to swap the plate because the cops now, they have this thing where it just reads every single license plate that passes by.
It passes like a light or like a camera,
like
sorry.
If they're driving, like they'll drive up and down parking lots, like going through, and it reads all of the license plates. And if something pings it, it'll pop
Wait,
up. Be like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not surprised it's 2022.
Yeah.
That's set up in their fucking, in their cars.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
It like quickly scans all of them. And if one would pop up as like stolen vehicle. So if you're like driving on the highway.
Can't scan mine. I don't have a license plate on.
Zane, you do have a license plate.
No, I don't. It flew off.
Your paper plate flew off?
It flew off.
Zane, that's bad.
Yeah, why?
You can get a ticket.
I know, but I didn't yet.
You will get it.
I know, but the thing is, I'm just zooming. You can't. Dude, by the time you see I don't have a license plate, I'm already in fucking Santa Clarita.
Devin, can we make sure to
I'm in Santa Clarita.
I'm fucking out of there.
Dude, it is not.
No, you can't. You'll get
booted. You'll get booted.
You can't catch me. You can't catch me.
They will kick you out of the safe driver's program. Remember that one time we broke out of the parking garage and I didn't have plates, so they had me on camera, but I didn't have my plates yet.
Dude, thank God. You see, that's why I don't have license plates, so I can get away with shit like that.
We busted that shit.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I cannot believe we did that.
I wish we had that on video.
I didn't even have my hands on anything, but if this tells you how my life has been, that's the scariest, worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Wait, that was to get to a flight, right?
Did they tell you about that?
I may have not been...
I'll try to make it short.
I think we told Kenny, that's why.
Skinny. I'll try to make it... It's going to be
I would tell him the...
All right, so the boys had to go... They had a flight to catch to go to Florida, right? And I show up at the... They're staying at the hotel by
next
the
to the airport, so we didn't have to wake up and then drive down there.
Because
so
we missed a flight already.
Right.
We missed a flight, which is the reason why we slept at the hotel.
Right. So I stayed with them at the hotel so that I can take them early. It was like 5 a.m. Their flight was really early. So... I get in the parking garage and I had just gotten this car. It was my Hyundai Tucson, so there wasn't plates on it yet. Brand new. And we wake up, we go to leave, and now we're cutting it close. They're ballsy because they are at the airport. We're leaving 5 minutes before they have to get there. Like, no time. You would have had a heart attack. Forget
it. I know.
And so we go into the parking garage and I lost the ticket, right?
Doesn't have the ticket.
Couldn't get the ticket to get out of the parking garage. They give you a ticket. I didn't have it. I think I left it in the hotel room.
But we had also checked out. We checked out, so we didn't even have room keys to get back in.
Couldn't go back in. They couldn't help us. So we're there. There is the help button. If you don't have the ticket, you push the help button. Somebody comes out and they're like, all right, go. Just whatever. So we're pushing the help button and we're sitting there for like 5-10 minutes. And
nobody's coming.
Nobody's coming. We're late. The two of them get out
freaking
of the car,
out.
Running around this entire parking deck, and no
we're
workers.
We're honking. We're screaming.
Nobody's
in sight.
It's early in the morning. There's no workers. Nobody's
there.
Oh,
I forgot it was early in the morning. Early. Yeah. That's...
So they're running around. He grabs the barricade and he tries to manually push it up so that I can go under, and then he was just going to let it go. He pushes it up. It snapped
the
off.
Whole thing fucking broke off in my hand.
He's holding it and we freeze. We freeze for maybe 2 seconds. And at the same time, we were like, go.
Sirens started going off in it.
It was like The Purge. Red sirens going off.
We're like
screaming.
Fucking
I'm like,
so
go.
Now picture my doors are blown open. Heath is grabbing the barricade. They throw it down. They're diving back into the car.
They start shutting down the gates to lock the parking garage.
I limbo.
Indiana Jones did underneath.
I limbo underneath.
The gates, they started locking down the fucking parking garage.
They fly out of it. And there's sirens and lights.
Dude,
and
it was insane.
And we make it out. I mean, I'll never show my face there again, but... That's
well, I bet they probably look back at the footage. They go, what happened? And they go, who was working the shift? Who was supposed to be out there this time of day? We have customers we need to please. They obviously had to catch a flight.
Right. And they already missed their first flight. So we're like, we can't let this happen again.
Because we, like,
imagine missing it and you're at the airport?
It's those plastic ones.
It was a plastic
arms that go
ones.
Up
yeah.
like this
it
to let you
snapped
through.
Snapped right off.
Yeah, dude.
I thought there was like more like a metal thing underneath it.
It's sturdy.
It was big.
I was like bending it.
Just so she could then, like draw like.
And then it just went.
It just. popped.
And after they looked at the cameras, they know that obviously, like, we fucked up because we lost the ticket, whatever.
But there was
They were like, damn, they really honestly did their best to get out because they needed to catch a flight.
And you were running around looking for workers.
They saw us just running around just.
Were y'all looking at the cameras going like.
Yes. Yes.
No, we could show our face. We're criminals.
We're writing SOS on the concrete.
We go up close to the camera. We show all of our faces. We need to.
Zane's popping flare guns inside the garage.
You're just like,
Mariah, I'm not going to lie.
I'm starting a fire.
I forgot that the sirens went off and that gate was closing like
it
was fucking.
It was so dramatic.
It was scary. We were terrified.
That was the scariest moment of my life. And it was just like Dining and Dashing. It was the same thrill. That was crazy.
Woo. We got on that plane. We thought we were going to get escorted off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Imagine, we thought we were on the list.
Imagine me driving back. I'm scared of everything. I was like this.
We see Mariah in the end of our terminal like,
y'all in zip ties. Just like.
Jesus.
I'll see
you
when you get back.
Text me, okay?
It was for a job, too, right? Like, we got a job to go there or something.
Yeah, we could not.
Just imagine calling them like, guys, we're arrested.
What did you do?
That would have been an interesting court case. Just like, let's see the footage.
I wish we could see
it. I think we would have been, like, gone out easily with that. We actually tried, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, Mariah would have just went to jail because she lost the ticket.
Or they go, but she was driving. Lost the ticket. The jury goes,
Yeah, it started with me. Let's start there.
Forgetful Nancy over here.
Every time I drive to the airport, I pointed out to myself, and I always, because we usually try to stay at the airport before a flight, stay at the hotel, and I will never stay there because I think that walking into pictures are going to be there.
Have you seen this woman?
Have you seen this crew? And people are like, they have a podcast.
Like, wanted. Just the three of us wanted. This is years later.
Like an old Western fuck reward.
I really believe that we're in the lobby.
But all you owe, a piece of plastic? That's like, what's
it? Yeah, but I'm
scared. It's not the plastic. We were stealing. We were shoplifting.
We had to pay for the garage. They come back to us.
Oh, wait. All we had to do is pay for it?
You got to put the ticket in. They got to charge you.
They've like overran like the time limit. It's like a year later. They're like, they include that in the price because
it's like a library book.
$30,000.
When you don't return your check-in.
Oh.
You're saying they charge us for all that time?
Yeah, because we never, like, technically, like, checked out with the ticket.
Can you imagine, like, the court sketching drawing of y'all going, like, like getting charged with that?
The ticket was in the room and they have it in like a shadow box in the lobby.
did you ever find the ticket?
No, never.
You pulled that visor.
You know what? I don't think I looked because I was scared of that. Imagine after all that, it's like in my glove compartment.
I'm surprised on the box they don't have a section where it's like I lost my ticket. Fucking let me pay $10 to leave.
That's what we did.
There's a button that says like lost ticket. You pay the full amount, whatever like the full day rate is or whatever.
You know, we should go back to the garage and see if they have a lost ticket button on there.
This may sound stupid. You know how like there's those spikes that you can only drive over them?
Yeah.
You can't reverse.
If you had like enough people to like push down on it, could you like pull out?
I think you can.
They're all separate spikes, so you would never be able to get all of them.
They're not individual.
It's like Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yeah.
I thought it's like all together.
Right, no. I thought so too.
But there's all you gotta do is like put a fucking
2x4?
Anything.
Y'all go into the hotel, you get like the mat. The mat like that you walk in on. Y'all just like set it on. You're like,
is silly.
Or have you ever had a situation, you know how like most automatic gates are done by a scale system? Like the reason why the gate opens is because it feels the weight of your car under the cement and that's what opens
Some
it.
Some streetlights do that, right?
One time I was like, we couldn't get out of a garage one time and we tried to get like enough people on top of the weight and it opened.
You got it to go?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they make it lighter?
Yeah.
What?
Why wouldn't they make it lighter?
Because then
you could like walk and then grab a new ticket and then you wouldn't have to pay for...
Yeah.
your time in the garage.
But how did it not detect a car?
Because of the weight.
Wait, I thought you said you drove up and it didn't open because the car was too
bright. We just didn't have a car and we were trapped in a parking garage.
Yeah.
And
we were
trying
funny.
To get as many people as to stand over it. And
so we got everybody from the apartment complex to come down.
That's funny.
It was a big group of us, but we were like, I can't remember what it was.
It's like trying to jump at a drive-thru.
Yeah.
To like walk through it.
Jump?
Or like that.
Yeah, you like walk up to the call box and you start. Everybody starts jumping to like get the whole weight thing.
Oh.
Or I was thinking of the Toy Story scene where all the toys were all fucking jumping on the slide. So the door would open, the automatic doors.
That's funny.
Wow, what a great thing to relive, Mariah.
That was the worst thing I've ever done.
I think
in
that's my
life.
Favorite story.
We felt really bad. We wish we could like pay back or do something, but we were too scared that it was like too. It was too far.
What would happen if y'all just like went back and like we just want to turn ourselves in? Like, what's our punishment?
I would love to have that judge on the case, the older gentleman who talks like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would love, he would get a kick out of that.
Would that
case.
Be worth it if we got
oh,
him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, that'd be hysterical. He would get a kick out of it, right?
You're like getting a motto, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
So you lost your ticket.
This your dog? Come up here. Bring your dog up here. Bring your dog.
Where were the work?
Now, if this dog gives me a kiss,
use all free.
You don't owe anything. Pay the parking ticket. Yeah, he'll be like, pay the $10.
So when you broke the thing, it was plastic?
I'll tell you what, you're pretty strong. You work out? Pretty strong. How old are you?
Did you go, fuck? when it broke?
No, we the broke, thing, Matt. When it was silent.
The sirens and the gate was closing and Heath was, it was still in his hand like this and he was just like,
throw it.
And but we all froze.
I had to like let her pass and then
like
drop
this.
It and then get in the car before.
So he's holding that it. He's like, drive. He drops it as soon as I make it through and they dive it back into the car because the doors
I
were open.
I ran for my life.
We were running.
Then God bless the next person to go through that and pulled up and goes, what the fuck is this? They're like, they're trying to get assistance. It's broken.
How many people do you think, like,
oh my God, how many people missed their flight because the whole garage was on lockdown? Oh my God.
What if we like caused a chain of,
oh my God.
Somebody got fired then.
Yeah. Somebody was supposed to be working. That's
I point. Didn't even think about everybody else.
No, somebody
else
got
in there.
Fired. No, somebody also lost their job because they were supposed to fly out somewhere.
Oh, shit. Someone missed a wedding.
Someone
missed a birth.
You know,
oh,
we ruined like
God.
Eight people's probably lives
no,
in their own.
No, because the sirens went off. They would have responded to the sirens.
Yeah.
You think that went on for 2 hours?
Matt, you'll
with
be
the
surprised.
Response we got what? From the help button, it probably did.
Matt, think about my house when my sirens are going off. It took 20 fucking minutes for somebody to show up to be like, is there something going on? Like, there's no help that comes. You think there's a whole squad that comes? All right, we know the situation. Get these gates
open.
No.
SWAT team rolled.
That shit stayed closed for probably 4 fucking hours before somebody got.
This is another weird question. When it snapped, was there like a wire attached to it? Like how did was this siren
it
attached
was,
to a piece of plastic?
You know how the gate kind of opens like this?
Yeah.
He lifted this part because this is automatic.
Oh. Yeah, it goes like that. And
so
like
he
that.
Lifted the horizontal. There's a horizontal and a vertical bar. The vertical bar lifts up like this. The horizontal bar is the only one we could
yeah,
push
it,
up.
It goes like this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like
so pushed it in a direction that it's not used to. It's like if I bent my elbow backwards.
So it just popped like that. So then I had to just
it dislocated.
It. Yeah.
And it came right off like a Lego.
How did the help button doesn't work? But that the whole fucking alarm system works. You fucking snap a little.
You know, I'm gonna say it. It was the Hilton.
It was the Hilton. Mariah.
I know.
We're gonna get fucking.
I just want to know if somebody was like, I missed my flight.
I mean, we have a compelling story right
Wait,
now.
Wait, do we even know like when that was? Could we even bring up?
I'm
like,
sure.
That name?
I'm sure.
If you went into your mail and typed in Hilton. The location there, we would know exactly where
no,
it was.
No, they'll look up that you just got a Santa Fe or Tucson, whatever you had.
Oh, yeah. The
and then they're going to see that you brand, when the last car that you got the registry of that time
charge
and then
me,
a brand deal that happened
charge,
around that
charge
time.
Me. Charge me.
Don't taunt them.
Yeah.
It was a nice hotel, though.
Oh, man, we just ruined so many people.
Do you have footage from that day?
I don't need...
We were so scared. No.
No, it was such a rush. It was fast. We didn't have time to think.
Did y'all laugh or were you guys like,
it was panic?
I want to see texts from afterwards because I wonder what we said to each other.
Yeah. I don't think we said anything.
We swore secrecy. Yeah.
Made an oath and a pact.
Cut our fingers with blood.
Honestly, I don't even think we ever talked about it for months down the line in case.
We thought it would disappear.
Our phones are listening in on us.
That footage is somewhere, though. Isn't that funny to think about?
I really want that footage.
We could show up. Matt will speak.
I'm imagining like somebody working there like, is that Zane? And
is jail time worth it for that footage? Yeah. I think so. I think like 3 months.
You would do three months?
Zane.
We deserve it. We fucked up everybody's day that day. Come on.
Y'all could work out a lot and eat like...
Dude, imagine our bodies once we go to prison.
What would your mugshot face be? Like, just like... I did it.
Mariah. Or this one. You just see the phone. It's like a mirror. It's like. I wish we had stories like that every week. So exciting. We had to bring that shit back.
I know. Our stories are getting older and older. So 11 years ago.
Here we are.
That was fun.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
Damn, the last 15 minutes was so fun.
Yeah, let's just put that part in.
Q was also fun today.
What?
The Q&A we did on the Patreon.
Oh, we did a Q&A today. If you guys showed up, you would have known.
Shout out to the 1,000 people that showed up.
Did we even say that we were doing it on the last episode?
Yeah.
But yeah, we did a live Q&A, the four of us. It was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. We had a great turnout.
Yeah.
People were excited. We got a lot of questions answered, all of us. And we do this once a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Y'all tell a lot of secrets.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are asking juicy questions. You guys are fucking crazy.
Crazy. We also post a bonus high episode every month. And we have a guest on this next one coming up, which is going to be really exciting.
It's not out yet. By the time this is out, I know it's not going to be out. But that week, we have Alicia as our guest, which is really exciting. I hope it works out. But yeah, Alicia, I think it's our first time smoking on camera.
Oh.
Which is exciting. I want to get everybody.
I didn't even know she smoked.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I think she was hesitant at first, which told me that she either doesn't smoke or doesn't smoke on camera.
Or maybe she didn't want us talking about this and she just wanted it to live on our Patreon.
Oh yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
So pretend you didn't hear that, guys. But yeah, Alicia's going to be our next guest. So patreon.com/Zane Heath.
Alicia Keys.
Yes.
Imagine. Alicia Keys.
Just singing for us.
Alicia Keys.
Oh, I went to high school with an Alicia Keys. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about Alicia Keys?
That ain't Alicia Keys. That's Alicia Keys.
It's the girl that pees her pants. That's the peeing problem.
I never realized that.
We never made that joke to her about like Alicia Keys and Alicia Peas.
Really?
Not once.
That's a missed opportunity.
Shout out to Alicia Peas. Hope you're doing well.
All right.
I'm tired.
What else do we have on our Patreon? We have early access to these episodes. You get it a couple days early. You get it ad-free, so you don't got to hear us do our ad reads and run into ads on YouTube, stuff like that.
Yep.
We have a private Discord where you can hang out with our community, talk to each other, talk to us. We pop in. We've got different sections you can chat in. And we also post BTS content, like things we can't really show on here.
Yep.
Like Zane's box of drawer of goodies that he has with all of his sex toys we posted on there.
Yeah. You guys get to see what I have in my bedside drawer every week.
That's right.
But yeah, you get all that for $5. And if once you pay $5, you get everything.
Yeah, you get access to everything we posted.
I want to look at these comments.
No,
sorry, man.
No, on the stoned episodes.
You like my flyer that I made for the Q&A?
I was in the best shape of my life.
Oh, we were in the worst shape.
Look how freaking muscular I was.
Yeah, Matt, you did look pretty good.
Oof, it was my breakup body.
Damn, that was Heath. Look at that mullet.
Yo, we look.
You guys look old.
We look like a couple heifers, not gonna lie.
Zane.
Oh my God.
Yo, zoom on Zane's waist. Zoom on Zane's waist.
That's because you were sucking in and I wasn't. That's not fair.
Zoom in.
Jeez.
All the way. More.
All right, that's enough.
More.
Dude, my arm looks good.
Oh my.
Oh, Lord.
Ew, look at me.
Oh my God.
Look how sweaty I was compared to everybody else. Jesus. Hey, you still riding that Rolly. I mean, look, just kidding, not anymore.
You guys actually look nothing like that. Nothing.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was fun. So patreon.com/ZaneandHeath. See y'all there.
We love you guys. Make sure to check out Kremota Coffee. We got K-Cups and ground coffee in all of the delicious flavors like cinnamon French toast, Tahitian vanilla, decaf, house blend. Shake it up, baby.
Get it now because this is going to be vintage.
Yup.
Yup.
You guys remember throwback Kremota?
Original Kremota.
That's right. We're working on a new packaging, which we hope to release very soon.
It's sexy.
So make sure to get yourselves a souvenir box.
Sexy like you.
Okay.
Oh,
they're gonna
cut the cameras. Move, guys.
But yeah, you can check this these episodes out every Monday. It's on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, you know, all those stuff. And then you can check out the video form on youtube.com/ZaneandHeath, which we recommend. It's always the better option to go for when you're watching.
You get
us.
To see our ugly faces while you listen.
Exactly. Sorry about my voice and my brain. I'll be back next week.
We love you guys so much, and we'll see you soon.
Peace out, A-Town. Now, boo-doo.